5,000. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Howdy, cowpokes. It's me, your favorite cowboy, again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
On Crest, we're joined by Darren Pappas, Mexico Bulldogs head basketball coach, ahead of a conference game against Moberly. You finally got the Macon tournament wrapped up on Monday night. A lot of people still waiting to finish that up. You were up at half and going into the fourth. What changed down the stretch?
You know, we just turned it over late going into the final frame there, and give credit to Kirksville's defense. They put a little ball pressure on us and caused us to turn it over, and they went down to capitalize. Eight turnovers, I think it was, in the last frame there. 6 minutes left in the ball game, and we couldn't get a bucket to go in. We went scoreless in the last 6 minutes of the game. And so give a credit to Kirksville. You know, they executed down the stretch and came up big and hit some shots. And so it was just a learning experience for our young team, and we're going to learn from it and hopefully move on to another tough matchup tonight against Moberly.
What were your overall takeaways from the tournament? Getting to play Brookfield, then a state-ranked team in Centralia, and then a conference opponent in Kirksville. What did you learn about your team over those three games?
You know, I learned a lot. We're learning a lot as we progress throughout the season. Of course, we would like our overall record to be a little bit better, but we got to continue to realize that we are a fairly young group, and I like how some of our young guys are starting to step up on the defensive end and definitely on the offensive end as well. I think Michael White has, again, a lot of upside to him. He had a great tournament overall. And, you know, Isaiah Reams, you know, we know what he can bring to the table. And Ty Prince, he can add that as well. And then Jake Haynes gave us great minutes off the bench. He's only a sophomore post player. And so we're expecting big things out of our young guys from here on. And, you know, it's a well-ran tournament. You see some different competition in Brookfield, and then we played a great Centralia team. I thought, for the most part, in the Centralia game, we were right there with them. We gave up some turnovers late, and of course, they hit some shots from the perimeter, and we couldn't keep them off the glass. And they're a good ball club, and they're as good as advertised. So, you know, it was a good learning experience for our guys, and we're going to hopefully, like I said, going down the stretch here, have some conference games and some non-conference games in preparation for that district tournament.
Tonight's game against Moberly on Crest, as we're joined by Mexico head coach Darren Pappas. What are the keys to tonight's contest?
You know, Braden Weitrich is a heck of a ball player, and I think we got to definitely key in on him and other pieces to the puzzle that have been clicking right now for Coach Hagedorn. Definitely Andre Bell. He's been playing great as of late, can get to the rim, finding his little jump shot inside the perimeter and outside. And then, of course, Trey Kester does a great job for them attacking the glass. When shots go up, he's always around the rim and finds a way to get the ball and go back up with it. So we got to keep them, those three guys, definitely in check. And then there's some other guys. Stone King's been giving good minutes off the bench. And Stewart as well is becoming an impactful player. So we definitely got to keep those guys in check tonight and limit their touches. And, you know, for us, it's just controlling the tempo of the game, I think, and also the rebound category. We got to make sure that we're better than Moberly on the boards.
Mexico head coach Darren Pappas, we appreciate your time. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Treat your family to Domino's and save. Now through January 27th, take advantage of the Customer Appreciation Carryout Special. Any large two-topping pizzas for only $5.99 each. They'll be in pizza heaven because there's no limit to the number you can purchase. Perhaps you have a date night. Make your kids' night extra special, too, with Domino's Pizza. Or you and your friends are playing cards. Don't spend time in the kitchen. Order Domino's Pizza and take advantage of the Customer Appreciation Carryout Special. Any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 now through January 27th.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Moberly head coach Cord Hagedorn with us pregame ahead of an NCMC matchup with Mexico. I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't at least address the Macon tournament. That's what we were gearing up for the last time we spoke, but obviously a bit of a whirlwind again, and your championship gets pushed back, and now you've got a busy week with Mexico here and then Centralia Wednesday.
That's right. You know, and they had to do what they had to do with the weather. We would have liked to move it up a little bit quicker, but it is what it is. And it's, you know, it's about the safetyness of the tournament and then getting kids, you know, making sure they're safe on buses and traveling. We'd have loved to play Friday or Saturday, but, you know, we'll relish the opportunity to play for a championship tomorrow or Wednesday night against Centralia. But we need to worry about tonight with Mexico first.
Yeah, so on to Mexico and playing another conference opponent. Let's actually go back. You played another conference opponent in a non-conference matchup in Kirksville, which we talked plenty about that post game. But then we got to chatting off the air. Turns out you guys had a 32-6 run in that one. What stood out when you watched the film?
You know, just how well we rebounded was one thing, and we were able to get to the free throw line to start the run, and they missed some shots to help us out, and we got some steals and turnovers to help us out too, you know, but we just got the ball where it needed to go, and we knocked down some shots. Braden hit some shots, the three-pointers in the third quarter to get going, but it just kind of escalated, you know. We went from down 9 to up 4 at half, and then ended up team at some point. It was just like, wow, where did that come from? And you kind of start looking at numbers, and it's, yeah, we did play really, really well during that stretch. So it was fun to watch and fun to see. And we definitely talked about it to yesterday at practice with our kids and showed them some film of how we can still get better. But we showed them some good things and things we need to work on.
We're talking to Cord Hagedorn pregame ahead of a road game at Mexico. You got an opportunity to scout Mexico yesterday as they were continuing the make-in tournament. What stands out about their two guards, Jai Lawson and the freshman Isaiah Reams?
They just handle the ball so well. They do some really good things together. The Lawson kid doesn't press or try and force too much. He just kind of let things come to him. But when it's there, he's going to take advantage of it. And the Reams kid is young, but he's athletic and he's going to make a few mistakes, but they're going to live and die with those and kind of like what we do with our young guards at times. And so we just got to be able to contain them and know what they do well and try and take away those things and defend everybody else also.
What stands out about what Mexico does defensively?
You know, they try to mix up a lot of things, and out of confusion, out of need or whatever it might be, they're just mixing up defenses, and they're going to play 1-2-2, and then they play 1-3-1, and then they'll press, and then they'll sit back in man, and then they'll trap you when they cross half court, and they're not big like they usually are traditionally, so therefore they've got to do some things to help themselves out, and confusion, I think, is one of the things where they've had some success, and the teams really don't know what's coming at them, or they'll change defenses each possession, so it just keeps offensive teams on their toes, and hopefully we can adjust and notice what they're in a little bit quicker tonight, and the hopes that we can exploit some of the things maybe that they don't do as well.
Moberly at Mexico on Crest, as we're talking to Spartans head man Cord Hagedorn. Twofold, not only that your boys are playing really well right now, but also maybe thinking they let one get away against Mexico last year. How much do you embrace the opportunity to play a rival here on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at our place last year, we had it tied and played really well that night, and just kind of they hit a shot, and we just couldn't go. I think we had fourth quarter leads in both games, maybe. And just couldn't hold on. So luckily we've been a little more successful in the fourth quarters when we've had leads this year and goes from there. You know, we always talk about starting and winning the first 4 minutes of each half, but we've discussed a lot this year of finishing games and stepping on throats and knowing when you have a team on the ropes, you just got to keep going and make good decisions and where we can exploit it. So hopefully that's the case tonight when we play them and we can roll with what they do and come out with a win.
Moberly head coach Cord Hagedorn ahead of a game at Rival Mexico here on Crest and CentralMompo.com. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, Coach.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mexico High School, Eric Duick alongside Stuart Cox. And we've got a second game in our doubleheader here. Stuart, should be an interesting one between the Moberly and Mexico boys.
Yeah, I expect it to be a very fast-paced game so far, both of these teams. And Mexico or Moberly just really getting started with a couple games back to back with tomorrow. So
we're about a minute from tip off. I'm Eric Duick alongside Stuart Cox. We'll come back and the ball will be up in the air, ready to go here from Mexico High School in the second game of our doubleheader on Crest.
Roll into the new year in a quality pre-owned SUV or crossover from Thomas Motors. Thomas Motors has slashed prices on quality pre-owned SUVs and crossovers. Head into Thomas Motors today and check out these quality pre-owned vehicles. A 2017 GMC Acadia, a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica, a 2015 GMC Terrain, and so many more quality pre-owned vehicles. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly. Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Moberly at Mexico, a doubleheader on Crest. I'm Eric Duick alongside Stuart Cox, 8-4 Moberly, opposite 5-10 Mexico. Such an interesting spot for Moberly tonight, Stuart, as it has the Macon Tournament Championship tomorrow against Centralia. But first, you got to play a rival in Mexico, a team that beat you three times last year.
Yeah, and like you said, this game may be more important than the championship game in a tournament tomorrow, this being a conference game. So we'll see how they come out tonight. They're getting started after some bad weather, push some games back, and we'll see how everything goes tonight.
Great, and we should introduce Landon Graves as well. Trey Kester, Gavin Stewart, Andre Bell, the other starters. For Mexico, it's Ty Prince, Zach Watkins, Isaiah Reams, Cole Whalen, and Jai Lawson. That band knows how to get after it.
Yeah, they really do. They're hyped. All the students are standing. They're ready for this game. Mexico's 4-0 at home, so let's see if they can keep that streak going tonight.
4-0 at home. 5-10 overall. They are 1-3 in conference. Their lone conference victory against Kirksville, who they lost to last night in the consolation game at the Macon tournament. Or the third place contest, rather.
And we're ready for some basketball now.
There we go. Now we can talk. Moberly and Mexico NCMC rivals underway. Mexico with the opening tap right to left in the home whites, red numbers. 5-10 on the year. Near side Whalen, a senior, pitches up top Watkins. He had 23 in the Macon tournament quarterfinals. Right side Reams, a lefty freshman, dribbles off screen left. Hands off middle, swing near side Lawson. The all-conference guard pounds middle, kicks out. Prince in the right corner. Weitrich on him, man-to-man. Prince drives, kicks out. Near side three, Reams. Back iron, high bounce. Moberly ball. Landon Graves with the rebound. 30 seconds played, scoreless.
Yeah, Reams is a freshman that they actually have high hopes on so far this year. They had a good look, just didn't quite go down.
Kester draws a foul. He's got two free throws ahead. That's on Jai Lawson. Kester has 14-plus points in three straight games and gets Mobley on the board first. 1-0 Spartans, 45 seconds played. Kester's second in. 2-0 Spartans, 45 seconds expired. Right side, Reams. He plays his AAU ball for Team Carroll in Columbia. Right corner, Lawson. Watkins cuts middle. He was wide open. Up top for Prince instead, but stolen. Weitrich, right block, layup good.
Yeah, and that's what Weitrich needs to do. And what he's going to do is just get in the passing lanes and go for the layup.
And that one was loose at midfloor a bit. He won that battle. Right side, Lawson, layup, can't answer, tipped up, rebound Mobley. 4-0 at Leeds, a minute 20 played. Weitrich hands off, Kester behind the back. Reset up top, Graves, who lobs middle, Stewart. Left elbow, jump shot, back rim, tipped around, rebound Mexico. Outlet, Reams, one-on-one, left block, layup, offensive foul. Bell takes the charge.
Yeah, and that's one where experience will help Reams, because Bell was set up whenever Reams was still at the three-point line waiting for it, and Reams just went right into him. So as he gets older in growth, that'll help with that.
And Bell, not a frequent taker of charges. Took one last game, though, as well. Near corner, Graves. Minute 45 played, 4-0 Spartans with possession. Stewart right block. Backs down on Whalen. One hands in middle, Graves short shot short, rebound Mexico.
It's a really good look by Graves. Stewart just didn't quite get that one down. Or Graves, pardon me, didn't quite get that one.
Near side, shot missed, rebound Mexico. Right wing, Lawson dribbles off screen left. Into the near corner, White, off screen right. Pass up top, reversal. Reams, Knives, middle kicked out. Patient possession, Mexico still scoreless, 2:15 played. Lawson, runner, blocking foul before the shot.
Yeah, that might be what Mexico wants to do, is to get these screens and these switch, and Stewart, there's no way he'll be able to guard Lawson off the bounce it is. He can scoot back, let it give him a little room, but then Lawson may drop that three. So it'll be interesting how that matchup goes with all the switching.
That foul on Stewart. Lawson hands off Watkins middle. The drives left block, fall away, short, but a foul call, then free throws.
And that's two early ones on Stewart.
And that forces Dominic Stone King off the bench, set to check in for Stewart. So Mobley forced to go small early. And no Jackton Miller tonight. He's out with an illness, so Mobley short on depth. Free throw for Watkins, swishes. Second free throw in as well. 4-2 Mobley, 2.5 play. Andre Bell dribbles off screen right. Stops near side, scoops out. Graves sidearms middle, Kester right block, layup finishes.
And that was a really good move there by Kester. Caught, turned, did a couple pump fakes, got his defender up in the air, and finished with the layup.
Mobley leads 6-2, almost 3 minutes played. Near side, White, the freshman, zips near corner for another freshman in Reams. Bounce pass near block. Watkins spins. Releases middle, Lawson, who twirls left block. Layup blocked. Kester rebounds it. Mobley possession. Bell zigzags. Right block. Layup. Can't hit. Rebound Mexico.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good drive. He just didn't quite finish with his left hand. But, man, Bell can really fly, and that showed right there on that fast break.
Now he defends the freshman Reams far corner. Who swings right corner, Lawson. Reset up top. Back for Reams. Crossover, left block, whistle, and the foul on Bell. That's already three team fouls on Mobley, two on Mexico. 4:27 first quarter, 6-2 Mobley. Baseline inbound for the Bulldogs. Lawson corrals up top, over the head near corner White. The freshman had a couple of six-point games in the Macon tournament. Mexico lost in the third-place game to Kirksville last night. Watkins eyes middle, but finds Lawson, right wing, three swish.
Very good execution there by Mexico. They almost did what the Lady Bulldogs did is just ran their set and let everything come to them.
Left wing three, Wietrich can't answer. High rebound, Lawson. The senior into the front court. Right side, Reams, runner, short, tipped up. Rebound, Moberly. Bell behind the back, into the front court for the Spartans. Accelerates left block, layup short. Offensive board, Wietrich. A lot of contact. Mexico has it. Watkins spins right wing and hands off Lawson, who calls a play. 3:20 first quarter. 6-5 Moberly. Straight away Lawson. Ball fake left block. Layup high off the window and through.
And Lawson just gave a little pump fake to the right and went to his left hand and finished with that wide open layup.
So Mexico leads 7-6. 3 minutes first quarter. Bell throws near corner for an open Graves. But he loses it. Far side Lawson into the front court. Reset for Mexico. Right side Watkins, Wietrich in man-to-man. White cuts up top and grabs. Swings near side Reams. Bell on him. Reams near side three. Too strong. Rebound Wietrich.
Mexico's doing a lot of screens. That's leading Moberly to switch, which they're getting them lanes.
Chester scores and a foul on a hard right side drive.
Trey Kester being very, very aggressive so far here tonight. That he's got 6 of the 8.
And the free throw switches for Kester. He's got 7. Reams in the middle for the Bulldogs. Passes right wing for Lawson, who dribbles off screen left. Between the legs, Kester defends man-to-man. Right side, Haynes. 2 minutes first quarter. White straight away. Runner, good. 9. 2 minutes first quarter and another turnover. Lawson right block. Layup out of control, out of bounds. Stays Mexico.
I think he went to jump and his knees almost gave out him. That's actually very fortunate. That wasn't even worse than that because it could have been. But he just went up, lost it, but it actually got poked out of bounds. Stays Mexico ball.
Baseline inbound for the Bulldogs. Reams cuts right corner and grabs. Throws up top Lawson, who thinks about three, now flies it short. Rebound Bell in traffic. Moberly ball. Minute 30 first quarter. 9. Bell into the front court off screen right. Stops near wing. Launches left rim. Kester's put back no. Rebound Mexico. Rare jump shot for Bell.
Yeah, I thought Kester was going to follow that up with a slam too. Just didn't quite get it.
Swing right side Lawson. Wietrich man to man. Reset for Mexico. Minute 05 first quarter. Prince in the middle. The all-district baseball player kicks out. Right corner, Watkins thought about a jumper. Now attacks, layup, front rim, blocked. Rebound, Wietrich, who gallops left block. Layup short, offensive rebound, Kester follow, no. A lot of contact. Helter Skelter tipped around far side. Mexico wins it. 3-on-1, bounce pass, left block. Layup, Watkins finishes, end of foul. And that is 2 on Bell.
That's 2 early ones on Bell, one of their best defenders on the ball.
Heck of a finish by Watkins with the left. Watkins' and one free throw's true. Moberly possession left to right. Bell into the front court. 35 seconds, first quarter. 12-9 Mexico. Moberly possession. Left side, Wietrich, who averages 25 a game. Mexico in his zone. Left side tipped and stolen. Reams gallops left block. Layup blocked off the backboard. Kester. Rebound Moberly. 17 seconds, first quarter. Thrown right back, but Wietrich has it. All over the place early. 9 seconds, first quarter. The outlet pass got taken, but then stripped right back. 4 seconds. Kester, right side, hands off Stone King for three. Banks it in. Tied at 12 after a quarter. You're listening to Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Moberly basketball left to right, tied at 12, 5 seconds into the second. Wietrich far side, dribbles left corner, spins. One hands up top, Kester. Far wing, Wietrich launches a three, right rim. Rebound underneath, stays Moberly. In the middle, Kester, pass tipped and intercepted again. Steal, right block, layup, good. Payne with his first bucket. And a travel in the front court. Moberly into the front court. Left side, Wietrich. Near side three, Kester. Left rim, offensive board. Payne active early. Throws left corner, Wietrich, who spins between the legs. Reset up top. Moberly up 14-12, 6:50 first quarter. Or first half, pardon me. Left side, Wietrich open three buckets. Wietrich with five. It's 17-12, Moberly. 6.5 to play first half. Gavin Stewart set to return with his two fouls. Up top, Prince. Stone King defends. A couple of quarterbacks for rival schools going at it. Near wing, Lawson dribbles off screen right, attacks middle. Twist, left block, layup. What a move, but couldn't finish. Offensive board follows short. Another try for Haynes. Still no. Loose baseline, saved in bounds. Kicked around. Tie up.
That was a really good move by Lawson. He's actually upset that he missed it. I'm not even sure if he was ready to be wide open. He made such a quick spin that it just went off to the left. Got a couple offensive boards, but couldn't quite put it down. Mexico remains a ball.
Lawson, six-footer, back iron, rebound Stone King. Moberly possession. Stone King races front court. Hands off Kester straight away. Left corner, Payne. Just pass up top. 5:45 first half. Left corner, Kester drives, left block, and he draws a foul. He appeared to be on the way up. Court Hagedorn asking him for him to be on the way up as well, but they say no. That foul on Billups. Inbound left corner, Kester. Couple of ball fakes. Attacks, right block, layup too strong, but a foul called this one for sure in the act into the line.
Absolutely. He actually went up to the dunk, didn't quite get it, but got fouled. Let's see if he can go to the free throw line. So far, both teams 3-for-3 from the free throw line, so let's see if they can keep that going as Mexico has a five-point lead with 5 minutes and 34 seconds left in the second quarter as the first one hits.
Kester with 8 already. That was the second foul on Billups. He picked up both those. Kester's second, right rim, rebound Mexico. 18-12, Moberly's lead. 5:25 first half. Left side, Reams. Hands off left corner, Prince. Looks middle, dribbles off screen right. Muscles it over for Whalen, right wing. And a Mexico reset. 5:10 first half. Right corner open three. Reams hits. First points for Reams. Left side, Kester up in under lap. Can't answer. Rebound Mexico. Lawson into the front court. Behind the back, right block. Lamp block from behind. Stewart, rebound Moberly. Spartans into the front court. Left side, Weitrich, step back, three, no. High bounce, offensive board, Kester, right block up in, under, converts.
Payne was actually going for that offensive rebound, but Kester just out-jumped him, having a couple more inches on him.
Kester into double figures with 10. He's got 3 double-doubles to match last year's total. 20-15, Moberly. 4:15 first half. Watkins in the middle, draws a foul. Subs Bell and Graves in, Payne out. Stone King departs as well. Oh, and that is on Stewart. That is his third. Stone King stays in. Stewart now leaves. Big third foul there with Moberly up. Right side, Whalen. Throws near side, a three for Lawson, right rim and out. Rebound Moberly. Middle of the second quarter, Spartans lead 20-15. Weitrich between the legs, 28 plus points in 5 of the last 6. Left side, Bell. His father, MACC assistant coach Andre Bell in attendance. He drives, right block, layup, scores and a foul.
That's just that quickness off the dribble that he just got to the rim and Prince just tried to get around him and just quite couldn't quite. He's had to foul him from behind.
22-15 Spartans, 3:40 first half. First foul on Ty Prince. Bell has been so good of late and keeps that going with the free throw make. He has 9 plus points in 4 straight games after he did so just once in the first 8 for the 8-4 Spartans. 23-15, Moberly, its largest lead. Far side, Michael White, the freshman. He had a mask on in the making tournament, but he's got that off. Probably a lot more comfort. Right side jumper, Watkins strong. Rebound, Moberly. Spartans into the front court. Left side three, Stone King short. Rebound, Watkins. 23-15, Spartans. 3:15, first half.
Yeah, being up by 8, I'm not sure if it's that big of a deal, but I'm not sure that's the shot they were kind of wanting from Moberly.
Three minutes first half.
Mexico's just dribbling around trying to figure out what set they want to get in and then gets actually set to run it.
Some guys look a little tired here, too. They played last night against Kirksville. Right side, Watkins, layup, good. Well, whatever it was, worked out.
Yeah, Watkins, actually, that's the second or third time that he's hit the ground hard. He's really driving the lanes hard today.
They basically just got him isolated on the right side. Weitrich, side step three, back at you, but in and out, rebound Mexico. 23-17 it trails. 2.5 to play first half. Prince right wing. He hit 2 home runs against Moberly in a district quarterfinal baseball game last year. Now takes a jump shot, but misses. Rebound Moberly. Spartans in the front court. Bell, left block, layup short. Tried to go all the way to the rim, coast to coast. Right block, layup. Prince the other way. Too strong, but a foul and free throws.
And Bell, in these last couple layups that he's taken, he's trying to just try to be too fancy and go to the right and then back to the left and try to lay it in all swiftly. But he just needs to attack the rim and just finish hard. I mean, he's getting there, and he's wide open on him. And these couple of contests, but for the most part, he's there just trying to put the layups in, just not getting them.
Substitutions, Payne and Bell out. The foul was on Stone King, his first. 23-17, Moberly, 2 minutes first half. Second free throw for Prince, back iron, rebound Kester. Weitrich into the front court for the Spartans. Wailing on him. Right block, Kester. Bobbles, loose far side, Graves wins it. Reset Moberly. Stone King draws a foul. That is 1-1 for Moberly. 23-17, the lead for Mexico. Minute 46, first half. 23-17, Moberly, pardon me. As that foul's on Whalen. And Stone King at the line.
Weitrich can shoot the ball, no doubt. But this zone has actually taken him out of driving what he really likes to do and making him into just a perimeter shooter. He's 1 for 4, from the three-point line. But it's just one of those that they're just not falling. He may try to attack and kick and see what he can do there.
Here he defends up top as Stone King missed, and Mexico grabbed the rebound with a minute 35 first half and a 23-17 Moberly lead. Moberly has the Macon Tournament Championship tomorrow against Centralia, but this game in the way of that right now after the Macon Tournament got delayed. Near side, Haynes holds left tip, whips it up top. Whalen tosses near side, Reams catch and shoot, triple halfway down and out. Long rebound Moberly. Stone King into the front court for the Spartans. And hands off Weitrich. Lawson defends. Near side, Graves. Back for Weitrich. Right side, 3 left rim. Offensive board, Kester. Right block, layup, too good. Man, is he playing well.
Kester right now is the catalyst of this team right now. He is just getting all the boards, just playing really hard and attacking the rim.
He's got 12. He is just like a pogo stick there. Looks like he's well on his way to a fourth double-double this year. 40 seconds first half, 25-17 Moberly. Kester defends Lawson, who zigzags middle. Needs help. Passes middle. Whalen runner misses left. Rebound Kester. Kester rainbows near side for Weitrich. Behind the back, up in, under, left rim. Loose, kicked around. Rebound Mexico, 14 seconds first half. Whalen into the front court, right block, layup contested, no problem. 25-19 Moberly, 5 seconds first half. Payne, step back, jump shot, got it. Welcome to varsity basketball.
That was pretty. He's had a couple offensive boards and got 4 points. We actually don't even have him on our roster. He hasn't even played much varsity.
It's his first action.
Yeah, so this is very well for the youngster.
27-19, Moberly leads. Tony Vestal, the Moberly girls coach, will join us at half. You're listening to Superstation Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
Side & Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Joined by the leading Spartans head coach Tony Vestala at halftime of the boys' contest. Mexico leads or trails Moberly 27-19. Tony Vestala with us post-game, 32-31. Moberly defeated the Lady Bulldogs of Mexico. A lot of missed shots in this one, kind of just dragged along, and then you pulled it out late. How'd you do it?
You didn't know what to talk about there at the beginning. It was, you know, we actually came out and hit some shots in the first quarter. And then, again, we didn't score in the second quarter and didn't score in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the third quarter. Man, just, you know, we've gone through this, a couple of these spells. You know, again, they're taking away some of our players, some of our better players. But for the most part, we got some decent shots. Our shot selection early on was not very good. We were kind of lethargic. I didn't really think we were playing very hard after we played really, really hard against Pittsburgh the other night. We just kind of went through the motion. Everything looked really slow, even defensively, offensively. We got out in transition, but some of our decision making was just not very good tonight. Maybe it wasn't our shot selection, our decision making was not very good tonight. I didn't think.
How big was it to get Billington going a little bit late and kind of keep you in this one? You know, she had that right corner three off that set play on the inbound. How important was her shooting in this one?
That was a big – any shots that went tonight was important, you know. I mean, just because we really struggled. We had some good shots. I thought that our two players took pretty good shots for the most part. The officiating was super consistent, and they weren't going to bail you out on calls. You know, on drives on both ends of the floor. So, you know, getting points was tough. The girl that I really thought stepped up for us, and you're not going to talk about buckets, I thought Sydney Martin was really big for us tonight. You know, a girl that don't play a ton and don't just totally fill a stat sheet. I thought she did some really good things for us tonight. She had a couple assists on plays down here off the short corner and did a nice job defending and causing some pressure and getting some loose balls.
Tony Vestal with his post game. Obviously, it's going to be an adjustment for Sid Flood with the knee brace and all that. Struggled almost the whole night, but then comes up with the go-ahead shot. How big can that be for her confidence?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not easy what she's having to do, you know. And she's going to turn it around, you know. She's too good of a player, and she's super frustrated with herself right now. But I got the most confidence in her, and she's going to be fine. You know, she's going to be fine. Look, we scored more points in Mexico tonight. We got to win, and that's all that matters. And she'll tell you that too.
What'd you see out of your team defensively?
We wrote on the board keep them in the 30s. You know, and that means we got to score more than 32. But we did. We did a nice job. They scored 31 points. I mean, we're going to win a lot of ball games. We can keep teams in the 30s. You know, that's kind of who we've been in the past.
Tony Vestal with his post game after a 32-31 win. How do you want to see your team propel this into tomorrow now, going back to Macon and what's kind of been a weird deal with the schedule?
Yeah, we've had a couple. We had two good games versus Macon last year. Becca does a good job. Her teams are physical. They play man-to-man. They play some 2-3. It'll be a good challenge for us. You know, it's 9 o'clock start down there on the fourth game, so who knows? It may start even later than that. But I think they played tonight as well, so it'll be fun. Two teams will go out there, not prepping for each other, and just kind of going to go play.
Tony Vestal, Moberly head coach, appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.
That is Tony Vestal. We'll have more boys halftime in just a moment.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Stuart Cox with me. 27-19, Moberly leads Mexico at the break. Stuart, what were your thoughts on that first half?
Trey Kester. That's really all you got to say. I mean, he had five-plus boards all in the second quarter, actually. Had 12 points. I mean, he's really just he's really the catalyst for this team so far, and it's really showed. I mean, they got an eight-point lead right now going into half, or getting ready to start the second half. And I think with Weechers having a down game as far as points-wise, as he's only got five, this game, I think, at the very beginning, Hagedorn was telling him, be our leading rebounder this game. Focus on that. Well, he had six in the first quarter. So, I mean, I started keeping track of that because I'm like, let's see if he actually is. Right now he is. Let's just see if he can keep going.
Good work. We should bring you along more often. Good work. Good work. We'll have the second half in just a moment on Press.
Treat your family to Domino's and save. Now through January 27th, take advantage of the Customer Appreciation Carryout Special. Any large two-topping pizzas for only $5.99 each. They'll be in pizza heaven because there's no limit to the number you can purchase. Perhaps you have a date night. Make your kids' night extra special, too, with Domino's Pizza. Or you and your friends are playing cards. Don't spend time in the kitchen. Order Domino's Pizza and take advantage of the Customer Appreciation Carryout Special. Any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 now through January 27th. It's the 2018 model closeout sale at Thomas Motors in Moberly. With incredible savings on 2018 Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC models, you can save thousands. Hurry in and take home your 2018 model today. Visit ThomasMTRS.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Howdy, cowpokes. It's me, your favorite cowboy again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Start of the second half, Moberly leads Mexico 27-19 in an NCMC rivalry matchup. It is Spartans possession right to left in the road blues with red numbers and white trim. Braden Wietrich passes for Landon Graves, who eyes right side and finds Wietrich. Bell open near side, snatches it, throws near corner, Kester. Jump stop, passes middle. Stewart back in with three fouls. Right block layup in.
Good move. Catch it. Didn't even dribble. Just pivot. Kept the ball up high and finished up high.
That's a guy playing the best ball of his career. He had 8 points last time out. That's his first two tonight. Foul trouble most of that first half. Screen left for Watkins. Rifles far side. Mobley with its largest lead. Prince, runner in the middle, cuts into it.
He very easily could have gotten his fourth there. He got lucky that they actually didn't call that one.
29-21 Moberly, 50 seconds into the third. Right side, Wietrich. He's got a couple guys on him. Reset Wietrich up top. Dribbles near side. Kick out. Near corner three, Graves wet. How about that from Graves? He had just 3 points in the last five games on 1-for-9 field goals. But a huge shot there to give Moberly its largest lead at 32-21. Minute 20 into the third.
Agadorn calling the plays just like Vestal did in the girls' game.
You know your rivals quite well, I guess. Prince left corner. The Mexico quarterback dribbles off a screen. He passes to Watkins, who fakes a handoff back, drives instead, finger roll, misses right, knocked out of bounds, stays Mexico.
If you're Watkins, that's what you got to do. With Stewart having three fouls early and being in there at the start of the second half, that's what you got to do. You got to drive, try to draw that foul, and get the big man out of there. Make him go small early.
Baseline inbound, Watkins catches left corner. Crosses over, bullies right block, hands off, steal for Kester, but dribbles off his right foot, stays Mexico.
Weech is wide open there at half court. They might have gotten it to him. He might have finished that with a flush.
Instead, it's a baseline inbound for Ty Prince with Wietrich on him. They're waiting for the band to leave the... Inbound up top. Whalen elevates for it. Reams in the left corner, and the freshman shovels left corner. Watkins again fakes a handoff, zigzags middle, floats it up off glass, knocked around, stays Mexico. Reams left side, underhands middle, right block layup, blocked away, stays Mexico. Kester the swat, near side three, Reams swishes.
Kester blocked it, but it just happened to go right to Whalen, and Whalen took it to the corner for Reams for a three.
The freshman entered the lineup in the third game of the year against Kirksville, and he scored 20 in his starting debut. 32-24, Moberly, 2.5 minutes played in the second half. Left block, Stewart, double team, throws middle, free throw line jumper, Graves, give him five. There's the offense.
And that was a really good job by Stewart not to force that up. He was a head taller than both of his defenders, but with two of them on him, he decided not to turn around and try to do a contested layup and kick it right to the free throw line for Graves for the bucket.
34-24, Moberly, 5:17 third quarter. And you can't understate the importance of those 5 points that Moberly hadn't been getting from him. That's a season high, and without Savion Thorpe, you need all that offense.
Absolutely. When you can't just rely on Wietrich and Kester to carry the load here.
Yeah, that was just never going to be sustainable. Left side, Watkins rolls middle. Floater for Whalen, short offensive board. Left block layup, Whalen short again. Rebound, Weetrich. He trots front court for the Spartans. Between the legs, steps into a contested three, short. Long rebound, Whalen. Mexico possession down 10, 4:40, third quarter. Lawson navigates middle. Flips out, jump shot, Watkins from the left side, swishes. Bell accelerates front court. Left block up and under. Layup gorgeous. And a foul.
That was a little up and under. All four of his teammates run to pick him up. That was pretty. That set on the front of the rim for a good half second and then finally decided to roll down in.
He's got five. He's becoming a bit of a highlight reel here when he gets going full head of steam. Bell had 18 points against Fulton in the California tournament. That was a career high, and he completes the three-point play. His free throw shooting much improved, too. He's got six. Bell also had a career high eight rebounds in the Macon tournament semifinal. Left side, jump shot, Watkins. Can't bank at home. Loose underneath, out of bounds baseline to Moberly. 37-26, its lead, middle of the third quarter. Bell spirals it near side, Stone King. He pitches near corner, Kester. He dribbles off screen right. Throws back door, right block, but a pass out. Grave didn't have the angle. And a turnover.
Really good look by Kester. He just didn't Stone King just didn't have the angle to go up for that layup.
And a whistle on the other end of the floor. It's on Stone King, his second. Baseline inbound for Mexico. 37-26. It leads, or trails, pardon me. 3:41, third quarter. Right block, Lawson, layup, good. 37-28 Spartans, 3:30 third quarter. Kester near side, lot of space. Attacks, left block, layup, good again.
Really good drive, just went with his left hand, got right underneath the basket and finished with his right hand on the left side though.
Foul on the other end, Kester's now got 14 plus in four straight games. That's the first foul on Kester. That's huge, too. He's been able to stay out of foul trouble a lot more this year.
And that's big. Him almost being their biggest guy, biggest defender. He can really leap, can really defend, too. That for him to be able to stay on the floor is very key also.
Watkins misses the first. 39-28 Moberly. 3:19 third quarter. Watkins is second. Short. Rebound Stone King. He's been active as well tonight, doing a lot of the little things. Bell front court. Maneuvers near side, throws up top. Weetrich drives right side, up in under layup, short. Rebound Mexico. Bulldogs basketball left to right. Lawson, stop and start, right block, bobbles over to Haynes, left side, and he loses it out of bounds, baseline, possession back to Moberly.
That was almost a perfect pass, even though it was tipped right to Haynes. He just couldn't keep a hold of it. He had a wide open layup there.
And now Mexico applies pressure in the backcourt. But Bell sprints past it, right block, layup adjusts and finishes.
He went up, absorbed the contact, waited for them to move out of the way, and then all while still in the air, finished that layup.
41-28 Moberly, its largest lead. And a full timeout for Mexico. We'll take it too. 41-28 Spartans, 2:28 third quarter on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
AK's Guns and Ammo would like to earn your business. AK's Guns and Ammo is your source for firearms, ammunition, shooting supplies, and more. If you're looking for your first handgun or new firearm to add to your collection, more ammo, or simply needing supplies, give Austin a call at 660-372-1781 or stop by the store at 209 North 4th Street in Moberly. Open Monday through Friday starting at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. on Saturday, and by appointment on Sunday. Go online at www.akgunsammo.com.
.41-28, the Spartans lead, 2:30, third quarter. Mexico ball left to right out of the Darren Pappas full timeout. He's a Mexico graduate after 5 years as the assistant. Left side three, Jaeger got it. Back to a 10-point game, 41-31, Moberly, 2:10, third quarter. Bell right side, stop and start, another layup, side of the backboard, rebound, Jaeger. Left side, Lawson. He's been quiet. Throws left corner, catches right back. Lawson sidesteps into a three. Can't hit. Tipped up. Offensive rebound, Mexico. White shovels middle. Lawson in traffic. Kicked far side. Stays Bulldogs. Lawson calls a play. Red shoes, white strap. Near wing, Lawson. Bullies middle. Flips out. Watkins, right block. Layup goes.
That was a good move. Just a pump fake, went past him. Actually went up with the up and under.
Weidrich at the left block on the other end. Right block, Graves, layup, rolls out. Rebound Mexico, 41-33 Spartans.
I'm not quite sure how that one didn't go in. It slowly rolled all the way around, just didn't quite land.
1:10, fourth quarter. Near side, Lawson. Mexico, a 4-0 run. Loose near side, race for it. Saved inbounds to Moberly. Bell gallops front court, dribbles behind the back, starts up again. Right side, Kester, backs down, kicks out. Weidrich, right side, draws a foul. We're kind of talking about this over the break, Stu. They really are frustrating Weidrich a bit, that foul on Watkins.
Yeah, he's not very happy right now. I mean, obviously, he's happy that his team has the win right now. Or, not the win, I'm sorry, the
he
lead.
He looks a little tired,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does look tired. I don't think he's come out yet this game.
He has not.
But he was sitting over here just drinking some water and trying to catch his breath. But he's got 5 points, and they're playing tough on him.
Right side three for him. That'll do.
Didn't look tired there, though.
Right off a curl, that gives him 8 tonight. Three up top, Reams answers.
That's three for him. That's 3 3-pointers for him.
44-36, Moberly. 26 seconds, third quarter. See if Moberly holds for one here. Probably should. Near corner, Kester pumps. Sidearms middle, Stone King left block. Layup short, tipped up. Rebound Mexico, 9 seconds, third quarter. Moberly up 8. Near side White with 5. Heaves a 3. Well short. He shot that way early. 2-1. Kester from 50. Back rim. 44-36 Spartans after 3 on Kress.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Treat your family to Domino's and save. Now through January 27th, take advantage of the Customer Appreciation Carryout Special. Any large two-topping pizzas for only $5.99 each. They'll be in pizza heaven because there's no limit to the number you can purchase. Perhaps you have a date night. Make your kids' night extra special, too, with Domino's Pizza. Or you and your friends are playing cards. Don't spend time in the kitchen. Order Domino's Pizza and take advantage of the Customer Appreciation Carryout Special. Any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 now through January 27th.
Start of the fourth quarter, Mexico basketball down 44-36 on Kress. Left side, Reams. The freshman accelerates. Left block, runner. Right rim, rebound, Weitrich. He skips into the front court. Hands off Kester, who has a lot of space, but opts not to take the three. Instead, fires far side. The freshman, Bell, chucks near for Weitrich. Catch and shoot, triple, no. Long rebound near side, Billups. Mexico ball, down 44-36, 35 seconds into the fourth. White attacks, right block, layup, front rim, rebound, Stewart. Mobley ball. Bell outlets, Kester, left block, layup, good.
Block on one end, race the floor, get the wide open layup on the other end in the fast break.
Back up 10, 46-36, Mobley. 7:05, fourth quarter. Near side, White. Darren Pappas says he'll be special by the time he's a junior. A lot of upside. Phenomenal rebounder and defender as just a freshman. Jaeger left side. Maneuvers left block. Layup rattles in.
That was a good move there by Jaeger. Drove to his right, spun left, and just went up for the layup.
He's got 5 points. He's a deep reserve. In the middle, Weitrich, right block, bobbled away. Mexico a steal, down 46-38. 6:25, fourth quarter. Near side, Whalen hoists a three and hits. 60% of his shots are from distance. He struggled from outside this year, but cuts it to five there. 6:11, fourth quarter, 46-41, Mobley. Right side, Bell, behind the back. Gets it off right corner, and Kester tackled into the front row. But a foul called on Billups.
And he helped him up. It looked like he just jumped on his back, but that's good sportsmanship right there by Billups. Just helped him up. He's smiling. He doesn't really know why he did that, but it's just part of it.
46-41 Mobley and a timeout for the Spartans, who lead by five. Full timeout. 46-41 Mobley, 2 minutes into the fourth on Kress.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
So Mexico is on a 14-5 run. It is 46-41 Mobley. Right side jumper, a Weitrich. No offensive rebound and a foul called on Stewart. That's four. Hey, this game, we are kind of just talking about it over the break, Stewart. It feels like Mobley's been in complete control, and Mexico can make this a one-possession game.
Five-point game right now. And
loose in the backcourt, though, and Mexico wins that battle. Stays Bulldogs ball. 5:45, fourth quarter. 46-41 Mobley, Mexico basketball. And the CMC rivals. Left side, Reams. Throws left corner. Watkins zigzags left side. Starts up, right block. Layup short. Over the back call, likely on Watkins.
Yeah, that was good defense by
it is
by Bell. Watkins decided that he wanted to drive, but Bell just kept his weight in front of him, decided to just use his body, basically, but not get body contact into him to draw the foul. Made it a very difficult shot.
Mobley basketball right to left. The Spartans 8-4 on the year, 1-1 in conference. Mexico's 1-3 in conference. Stone King middle. Weitrich cuts middle and catches right elbow. Couple of ball fakes. Kick out near corner. Graves punts. The Crest's all-star football player goes cross-court for Bell. Right corner, Stone King. Reset, Bell, right elbow, back, Stone King. Right side, triple, doesn't touch rim. Offensive board, Bell. Right block, layup, good. Double figures for Bell with 10.
Smallest guy on the floor, getting the board, going back up for the rebound.
And that's a big bucket to quiet the 14-5 run. 48-41, Mobile 8. 4:40, fourth quarter. Loader Lawson answers off glass.
That's just Lawson imposing as well in the lane, just getting right off the glass, right in front of the rim.
48-43, Spartans. 4:30, fourth quarter. Wietrich accelerates left block. Layup rolls out, but a foul and free throws. His first pair of the night.
Yeah, he's talking to himself like, I can't even get a layup to go. Granted, he got fouled, so let's see if he can get these 2 points in.
That's three on Watkins, and good encouragement from Court Hagedorn. He said, get hot here. Get hot here. Make your free throws. Get hot here. He misses the first, though. Telling him to get his stroke right here. And the second one, in and out. Offensive rebound, Graves. Back, Wietrich. Three up top, too strong. Long rebound, Mexico.
It's just one of those. It's just not falling. He needs to do what he started at the start of the game and just get all the boards. Be it.
Mobile League of Steel into the front court. Stone King near corner. Drives left block. Layup front rim. Tipped around. Offensive board. Stone King right block. A second try. Right rim. Again, Stone King follow. Blocked. Saved in bounds. Nope. Out of bounds. Mexico on the baseline. Stays Mobile League 48-43. It's lead. 4 minutes, fourth quarter.
Whalen went to save that ball, but so Reams, and they both threw it to each other, so that didn't work out very well for them. Mobley ball underneath their own basket.
Kester snatches near corner. Wietrich at three. There it is. ...51-43 Mobley. 3:40 fourth quarter.
It's a big bucket for not only for his confidence, but it also put him up by eight.
Left side, fall away, Jaeger, right rim, rebound, Kester, and he is upended. Right block, layup, Lawson, that was way too easy. Kester hit the deck uncomfortably. They didn't call any undercut on that one. And Lawson gets the bucket out of it.
Yeah, that was one of those. It all happened so fast that just because somebody falls, you can't call it. And I'm not saying that he didn't get undercut, but it's one of those that might just be one of those plays that just happens.
51-45, Moberly. Near side three, Wietrich back to back.
Maybe missing those two free throws got him a stroke back.
54-45, Spartan, 3 minutes, fourth quarter. That's huge, though. That tells you a lot about the kid. He's struggling for one of few times this year as Reams knives in for a layup. 54-47, 2:50 fourth quarter. Bell right back the other way. Layup too strong. Rebound Mexico. Reams up top. Rolls near side. Lawson attacks. Right block. Kick out. Reams pumps. Side steps middle. And in the left corner, three for Whalen. Can't get two in a row. Rebound Moberly. Outlet Stone King. Right
good
block.
Luck.
Layup blocked off the backboard. Follow from Kester. Bottom of the backboard. Rebound Mexico. Helter Skelter. Left block layup, Lawson, front rim, rebound Moberly. Outlet Kester, wide open, layup, finger rolls in, timeout Moberly.
Yeah, I just wanted to slow him down. They finally got a layup back and forth, but that was back and forth with missed layups, actually. And Kester actually finally got one to land.
56-47, Moberly, 2:15 to go. You're listening to Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
56-47. Moberly leads Mexico, 2:15, fourth quarter. Baseline inbound for the Bulldogs. Reams into the front court. Throws near wing. Lawson spins from Weetrich. Passes middle. Locked in. Floater. In.
Just about the time you think Mobley's going to go on this big run and pull away, Mexico has an answer to put him back in within seven. There's only a minute 50 left, so you need to get going if you're Mexico.
Bell hands off Weetrich. He throws near corner. Tipped out of bounds. No, it's did not get tipped. Weetrich and Graves just not on the same page.
Yeah, just a lazy pass there, and he realized as soon as he threw it, but couldn't go and grab it.
56-49, Mobley, minute 40 to play. Mexico basketball, left to right. Near side, Jaeger dribbles up top. Stop and start. Left block layup, front rim. Offensive board, Watkins. May have shuffled the feet, dribbles to the left corner. Oh, and we've got a bloody nose from Jaeger on the near side, so he checks out. Get an official's timeout. Blood. 56-49, Moberly leads, 1:21 to play.
That was good. Coach asking if Jai Lawson had any blood on his jersey, so he had to come out instead of Jaeger. That's just a competitor for you.
There you go. All in fun.
Oh, he does. Waylon's got some on him, I believe.
He might have a separate nosebleed. Is that? Or it's on his hand, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think Jaeger can get his to stop, though.
I don't know if they collided or what.
Oh, yeah, he does have a separate one. I didn't see anybody collide. Did you see him?
No. So now we got two guys getting blood checks here.
Oh, no, he's got it on his jersey.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. They're trying to get it out.
56-49, Moberly leads, minute 21 to go. So the Spartans come over to their huddle, get some extra coaching here in this stoppage.
I think we may be trying to go get him a jersey, I think.
So Mexico just goes ahead and takes a full timeout out of this. We'll do the same. 56-49 Moberly, minute 21 to go on Crest.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Moberly leads Mexico. Minute 21, fourth quarter on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. KRES Moberly, Eric Duick, Stuart Cox. Mexico full time out there to get some blood adjustment, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, and Waylon's got the same jersey on, so I don't know if they either got it out or if they had another double 22 back there.
Nah,
I doubt
he just came in two white 22s in his locker. Mobley Moberly girls patiently waiting for this game to wrap up after their victory earlier tonight. Now Rafe Yeager comes back in, and he's still got a towel over his face.
And Yeager in a really good supporting role. Has 5 points. He's been driving the basket. Yeah. It's really a shame that he got hurt.
Left side, Lawson catches. Minute 21 to go. Moberly up 56-49. Reams pops left side. Lawson, sidestep three, blocked. Weidrich, offensive board, Lawson. Stays Mexico, a minute 10 to go. Up top, Prince. Ooh, traveled, yeah. There's the call. Possession back to Moberly.
Yeah, Prince went to throw it, and then Reams decided to try to go back door, and he just picked it up.
Baseline inbound for the Spartans. 56-49, Moberly leads. Minute 04 to go. Mexico's got to get up and foul here. Richard spins middle between the legs. Left hand's near side. Graves. Now Stone King. Now they definitely want to foul with it out of Weichert's hands. Way too much time burning. 56-49 Moberly. There's the foul. 56-49 Moberly. And they're not even in the bonus yet.
I think they waited about 15 seconds too long. As soon as Weichert gave it up, I would have fouled him.
Inbound near corner, Weichert. Ball fake, drives, left block, and there comes the bear hug and free throws.
1-1 now. Yep.
56-49, Moberly, 41 seconds, fourth quarter, 1-1. Weidrich is 1-1 in. He's found the stroke. He's got 15. He averages 25 a night. Weidrich is second. True. 58-49, Moberly. 38 seconds, fourth quarter. Near side, Prince. Side steps into a three, buries it. That is his second field goal. 58-52, Moberly. Foul far side. Bell draws it with 26 seconds left. 58-52, Moberly. 1-1. Need the first one to make it a three-possession game. Bell, a 60% shooter, hits. What a shot. This sophomore has been so good of late.
Yeah, really, that's a really big shot there. Put it up by 7, and just confidence booster, too. Gives him 11 now.
59-52, Moberly. Bell, second, true. 60-52, 25 seconds to play. Lawson up top, stops. Ball fake. Flips left side, Prince, dribbles middle, stops right elbow, runner off balance, foul called, and free throws.
Stone King's third.
First free throw misses for Prince.
That's big, too, because if he made these, it would have been a two-possession game and 6 points, 12 seconds. So a miracle would have needed to happen. But
his second's too strong, tipped around, offensive board. Prince, floater, top of the backboard, still loose. Rebound, Weidrich. 7 seconds, fourth quarter. And another foul. 6.5 seconds, fourth quarter, 60-52, Moberly.
Yeah, I think they were about to give it up, too, but one more foul with 6 seconds left. So Moberly's going to walk away with this one, but.
Moberly has the Centralia Panthers tomorrow, a state-ranked bunch for the Macon tournament title. Should be a fun one on Kress. Weidrich's free throw swishes.
So he's not going to end up at 28, but he ended up with the game that looked a lot better than it did at halftime with only 4 points. So.
Weidrich the second, also in. He's got 18. 62-52 Moberly. 6.5 seconds left. Lawson from 30 feet left side. Off glass. Rebound Kester. Ball game. 62-52. Moberly wins against rival Mexico to move to 9-4 on the year.
Yeah, it was a really good win by Moberly. By Wietrich's standards, it was not the prettiest. But with Wietrich's only having 18, but those last, I think about 10 of them came with about 3 minutes or under. But Bell had 12. Kester had 18. I mean, it was just an all-around game. Stone King had 5 for his season high. So it was a really good game win. Is Hagedorn, I think, is going to talk to his team first, or is he coming here? Nope, he's coming right here.
Court Hagedorn with his post game after a 62-52 victory at Mexico. How'd you guys pull this one out?
You know, we guarded really well in the second quarter and definitely in the third quarter to extend the lead, and we got to 13, but then, you know, they just never went away, and we did just enough to keep the lead, and we knocked down free throws late.
It's been what you've been wanting all year. Wietrich takes a little bit of time to get going. Other guys step up. How encouraged is this continued balance?
Absolutely. It's great. You know, and Braden was frustrated all night long. And, you know, you got to get him to go to the next play, and shots aren't going to fall all the time. You know, but Trey was so big in the first quarter and second quarter. Jason Payne came in his first varsity action and gave us huge minutes in the second quarter when we were in foul trouble. You know, Landon hit a big three and got a bucket here and there. You know, Dominic's frustrated because he can't score, but we got to have the threat that they're going to do some of that stuff, you know, and that'll help when Braden's off. Then we can still win games.
What are your thoughts on the quick turnaround? You got Centralia tomorrow for the Macon title.
You know, they're good, and we'll hopefully be able to say that we weren't able to save many legs, you know, but they played tonight too, and they played Boonville, and so hopefully Boonville ran them ragged, and they're as tired as we are. But, you know, these guys are young, and we haven't played a game since last Thursday, and so we'll be on game two, and hopefully Jackson will come back and give us some minutes. But, you know, we're going to have a full quarter aspect, and, you know, and it may be Jason again, or it may be somebody else again, you know, that helps us out. And so as long as we're gonna step up to the plate, you know, we've got to be ready to go, and whoever number is called, we'll go play with them.
Moberly head coach Court Hagedorn, we'll let you get on out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, safe travels. Appreciate the coverage.
That is Court Hagedorn, Spartans head man, as they've got Centralia tomorrow for the Macon Tournament Championship on regional radio. As that about does it, we'll step aside real quick, come back, award our player of the game, and all that here on regional radio and centralmoinfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Side & Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We're back on Crescent, centralmoinfo.com. Our outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Trey Kester, 18 points, ties a season high, and he had what looked like another double-double for sure, just so much activity from him all night. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK's Guns and Ammo. CNR Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors. First State Community Bank. All of Moberly. Also, this just in, state-ranked Centralia fell to Boonville tonight, 50-47. Tight, low-scoring affair. Centralia and Moberly tomorrow for the Macon Tournament title. Tune in on Crest 420, the first of our four broadcasts. Stu, thanks for tagging along tonight.
Thanks for having me. It was a good time. So maybe next year we'll do another Moberly Mexico.
There's another Moberly Mexico doubleheader this year.
There you go. Maybe we'll do that.
There you go. He's Stuart Cox. I'm Eric Duick. You're listening to KRES Moberly. And big thanks to Mark Carter as well. Austin Ward back at the station pressing all the buttons. Thanks so much.